the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify has launched promo cards for podcasters to help you share shows or episodes on social media. You can grab yours from Spotify's dedicated website. We link to that today in our show notes and our newsletter. Following a story that we broke on Tuesday about how easy it is to pirate somebody else's podcast using Anchor, podcast host Captivate has announced a safeguard against piracy by triggering a verification email, which gives the opportunity to cancel any import. I'm an advisor to Captivate, though I wasn't involved in that new feature. It looks good. Audioboom has announced a sales partnership with Rogers Sports and Media in Canada. Rogers, which is Canada's second largest radio broadcaster, will sell advertising within Audioboom's shows. Audio UK is conducting a business census of audio and radio production companies based in the UK. Data from a previous survey in 2015 was successfully used to lobby the BBC, the commercial sector, and to get government funding. So if you're incorporated as a UK company, you should fill in the census today. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter. 1/3 of Australian news consumers listen to podcasts every month. 11% listen to news podcasts, says the University of Canberra's Digital News Report 2020, which came out earlier this year. We link to that today. Veritonic, an audio measurement service, has raised $3.2 million in new capital. One of the investors was Audible. Personal Audio LLC, a company which claimed it had a patent for podcasting, may have been sent packing in May by the EFF, but zombies never die. The company has managed to make a successful petition to the US Supreme Court to overturn a court decision to reject a review. It wants money from CBS for patent infringement, even though their patent was invalidated. A podcast conference in Germany for podcasting heroes has been announced. Meanwhile, if your podcast is in German, you should consider submitting it to the Podcast of the Year Award. It's free. And We Are Podcast has just released a limited number of 50% off early bird tickets for their next event on November the 5th to the 6th. It's all about how to make money from your podcast. We'll link to their ticket website from our show notes and our newsletter today. And in podcast news, launched yesterday, the Euroquision Games claims it's the first game show podcast about the Eurovision Song Contest. Rob Lilly claims he's the world's biggest fan of the contest, which happens every year with songs from across European countries. Confusingly, those European countries apparently include Israel and Australia. Anyway, Rob's put to the test to see if he really does know it all. And now there's a podcast for you if you make a podcast for brands. Fresh Ears from the UK's Fresh Air Production takes one of their branded podcast projects and focuses on what they did and how they did it. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.